There are thousands of homes all over Ireland which are not the result of the odd rogue trader, as government would like you to believe. This is a fundamental, systematic failure of the state to ensure over decades that the construction industry is effectively regulated. So now we have the government portraying itself as a benevolent body, obliged to step in because the homeowners have no other options. Now, this distances, the government try and distance themselves from their own central role in the generation and the perpetuation of this crisis. Those affected do not see the government as benevolent. They see the state as culpable. And not only do they see the state as refusing to admit its own role, its own central role in this crisis, what they also see is the reluctance for the state to pursue any third party who are known to be implicated in the supply of defective concrete. So an honest government would own the responsibility of the state and ensure that whatever the cause of the defective home or building, everybody had a viable pathway forward to full restoration and the elimination of this issue from their lives. So with this backdrop, we have recently been engaging in talks with Coleman Legal, who are bringing the High Court action for the not-for-profit organisation Defective Blocks Ireland. Now, we've had a wee bit of an insight in terms of how they intend to proceed. It's all confidential. Obviously, we don't want to break that confidence because obviously we want them to have their cards as strongly stacked as they possibly can. But what we do believe is that they are bringing a strong case to vindicate the rights of those who have been affected. And there are currently about 1,800 homeowners who are signed up to the legal case, many of whom obviously will be MAG members. Now, nobody can guarantee the outcome of legal proceedings, and ultimately it is the homeowner's own choice and decision whether they decide to engage in this process or not. But as an organisation, we do feel that it is important that homeowners are aware of this option. It is currently free to sign up. And quite honestly, with the present administration in power, we feel that currently this is the only way that could possibly achieve 100% redress under the present government. In addition to that, MAG is part of a delegation to the EU, which will present the latest scientific findings demonstrating that there were defective products manufactured in Ireland. And we'll also take this opportunity to highlight the lack of market surveillance and the lack of enforcement of construction regulation. And I have to say many thanks to Joe Morgan, Paul Dunlop, Andreas Lehmann and Eileen Doherty for the continuing work on this project. So it may well be that the revised scheme is implemented this week. There should be a set of guidelines that will come along with that, that will hopefully illuminate how the scheme will work, and we will do our best to disseminate that information, and we will do our best to give clarity in terms of how we interpret that, but we haven't seen them yet either. But what I will say is there is much injustice still in this situation, and we will continue to challenge the injustice in every way we can. Okay, talk again soon.